can't be darlings anymore. Friends, this has been a real kick in the pants for me to come up and try to handle this situation here. You know, Ronnie McCurry, I've known him since he was a little pup. You know, I'll tell you, man, it's hard to beat this boy on that bluegrass mandolin. Not that it's a contest. He's playing it just like it should be played.
I play a lot like you, Dave.
Bob McCurry, Alan, and of course, Jason Carter, man. He don't get much better. He puts the hurt on that fiddle. He puts the bad mouth on it. So, well, I hope there might be some seats left tomorrow night. Tell your friends. We do have, I'm sure these guys have got some merchandise here, you know, probably. You know, I've got a whole ton of it myself. You know, if you ask, you know, it's sometimes in these troubled economic times, if you ask any economic advisor, he will always tell you put at least some of your money in CDs. So. We also have some wonderful art prints that my wife Tracy is a wonderful painter. She's painted a lot of acoustic disc and Oasis album covers and does a lot of musical portraiture. So check out the merchandise. And we'd like to close this off. Thank you so much to Del McCurry and his wonderful band. And my good buddy Shlomo and the entire facility here at the City Winery. It's always a blast to play here. It's a little thing I wrote on a project called the Bluegrass Reunion, where I got back together with my old boss, Red Allen. He made me a Kentuckian just before my 21st birthday. 21st, yeah. I was a Kentuckian before I could drink. Not really. And so we did this session, and I made up this little tune, named it after Red Allen's birthplace.